I wouldn't say that I have a maid fetish, exactly. Every chance I get, whenever I have guests staying in my manor, I get up very early and slip out of my nightgown and into something I find even more comfortable. The grey bustier is my favourite. Not as rigid as the corset, but enough to keep my back straight. My lacy underthings, matching panties and garter belt, which keep my thigh-high stockings nice and taut. They're hidden under a long black dress, which is a size too small. All of my curves are covered, and yet scandalously highlighted. None of my high society frills or embroidery adorn my body. Only tight buttons against my straining chest. My sleeves are long, modest, and very, very tight to avoid getting dirty during my chores. Just how I like it. I look like the very picture of a virtuous vixen. All without showing an inch of skin. My makeup is simple, almost invisible. My hair done up in two perfect practiced buns. And I'm crowned with a modest white bonnet. The servants dare not look at their mistress dressed like one of them. Except, of course, that my servants aren't dressed like indelible sluts. Today is a very special day, and I have some very special cleaning to do. His lordship arrived late last night and is sleeping in the eastern wing. He's brought with him his lady wife, her maid, his valet, and a pair of footmen. One of them is tall and strong. I saw him take the horses to the stable as easily as he might walk a dog. I know where he'll be this morning. I stride out of the manor, following the smell of beasts. The mud squelches beneath my feet, the hem of my dress getting absolutely filthy as I leave the cobblestone path to arrive at the stables. A shiver goes up my spine at the imminent perversion. His back is turned. He wears simple cotton trousers, shirt sleeves rolled up to expose forearms as thick as my neck. A cap sits tight against his head to protect against the faint morning rain. He strokes a horse's face and works his way down, checking its hooves. It's a monstrous plough drawer, but the footman too is strong and calm, and the beast is docile for him. He turns and notices me. I curtsy. The flutter in my heart is real. I came to see the horses, sir. They're very pretty. He smiles and tells me he is no sir, but they are pretty horses. The man has no guile. He coaxes me to pet his beast with a few simple and sweet words. I tremble slightly as his big hand engulfs mine and brings me against the warm flesh. He is a foot taller than me. I feign as though the horse is all I can think of. Carefully, deliberately, my ass brushes against his thigh. My face, now hidden from him, is free to smile as my body begins its seduction of this simple man. I too am a physical being. I am not untouchable. I too have needs. I need the feel of his breath on my neck, the curling of thick fingers around my shoulder, the sudden loss of words as a grasp tightens. I make him mine in that moment when I unbuckle his belt and smile. The venom is gone. I just smile. Smile because he has no fucking idea who I am. And yet, he sees the real me. My carnal intentions. My vain modesty. And he wants me. From the curve of my hips to the tip of my tongue. My neck strains to kiss him. To kiss him and kiss him. My hand runs across his bare chest and his muscled ass before I remove his final garment. Farm boy indeed. I bite my bottom lip, tempted to take him in my mouth, to choke on his fullness and want more and more, and to have it. But his arms are upon me and gently set me down on the bedding of straw. Still he kisses me ravenously down the side of my face, under the ear, down the neck. His hands pull my skirt into bundles. He does not think to ask why a serving maid wears silk panties. He simply does not think. Cold air between my legs makes me crave his warmth. I whine like a virgin, unable to seduce and snarl, only plead, without words, without guile, wanting more. Inviting every grasp and grope. My hand is on the back of his head, begging him to hasten his advance. His cock rubs against my womanhood. Warm. Oh, is that a thumb across my clit? He rubs me with such practice, such patience. I gasp. He has earned that much, and I could not withhold it a moment longer. I too am unthinking. Somehow my hair is undone. Somehow I am undone. He enters me. Not at once. Not with a thrust. But with a great melting. Sinking into me. Unceasingly, his thumb rubs at my nipple through the cloth, fingers tugging resentfully at my frock. And yet, so slowly does he make his love. Ponderously, his hips shift, befitting the weighty burden he moves inside me. I am undone again as he leaves me. More. But all I can say is, please. And please me he does. Again he enters. His hand moves down to curl against my ribs and hold me still as he plunges deeper. Surely he will rip my dress. Surely he will brutalize me like an animal. And I do not know yet what kind of animal inside me will respond. Will I be wild? Or will I be his tame pet? I do not care if he rips off every inch of fabric from my skin. A dress is nothing. and the smell of his skin is everything. Something deep in me relaxes, a secret muscle holding years of tension. It's gone. He slides into me deeper, the base of him nuzzling against my labia. He is thick inside me. I must scream. I must scream, only there are his fingers in my mouth. And instead of pain, I am overcome with joy as he thrusts into me again. He has me. He presses me into the straw, constricting my movements, holding me tighter to his body. The restless urge to squirm as he thrusts into me again and again quiets. He has me. It is all right. I know. I know I am safe in his arms. He's going to fuck me, and fuck me, and fuck me. And I am safe in his arms. Slowly he's going to fuck me at his leisure and at my pleasure. I am soaking through the hay as if happy tears will never cease. My toes curl in my stockings. A giddy whimper escapes my mouth as if lewdly sucking his fingers was not joy enough. The feeling builds, shocking, clear, overwhelming me with his unceasing, deliberate thrusts. My hand wraps around his wrist. And I squeeze hard, as if I am in communion with the universe. Not once, for a fleeting moment, but again and again in waves of pleasure, each outdone by the next great climactic convulsing yes. And then I am sweating, wrapped in his great arms. I feel like a blown-out candle. Seed drips out of me in alarming amounts. And for a moment, I am still stupid. Is that the morning air, cold against my skin? What world did I belong to? That was not warm. What world exists where the crook of this lover's elbow is foreign to me? My hair is bunched in his face. Do you know the lady of the house? I ask. I do not turn to look at his face. He does not know that lady. He would not know her by her silken panties, now forgotten on the stable floor. He would not know her by her delicate hands, soft from a gentle life, even if they wrapped around his flaccid rod. I am gentle, but determined. He grabs my waist and pulls me to grind against his knee. I make him swell in my grasp as I describe the noble lady who rules these acres. A haughty bearing she has, and a shapely figure. The lady of the house likes to dress up as a maid. We are quiet. There is only the snorting of horses and the lurid sounds of pre-cum on the tip of his cock, clicking and squishing with each tug of his girth. He is fully erect. I am leering. The tip of my finger rubbing the point just under his head in small circles. Do you want to come on a rich girl's face? Peasant. It is his turn to whine as I bury my face between his legs. I lick and I suck, taking each ball in turn, making them dance with my tongue. He flinches every time I give his cock a little flick. I'm like a cat playing with a mouse. My tongue drags up his shaft to his very tip. He tastes like my pussy. I plunge down, opening wider and wider. My throat bulges with him. What? No words. I order the peasant to speak, to tell me how it feels. Each moment where my lips are left gaping without his cock is an opportunity to tease him, make this Goliath of a man feel small, only to swallow him again and appreciate just how big he is. His hand caresses the back of my neck, fingers digging into me, putting the slightest pressure on my throat. With his cock pressing from inside, a shiver goes up my spine. I cannot beg him, not now, but how I crave for him to grab me and urge me on. If only he would tell me my lips are soft, my tongue eager and my words too wicked. If only he would fuck my face like a halfpenny whore. I rise up, huffing, mouth dripping with cum and spit. And I kiss him. I could have bitten him, the vulgar, girthy peasant. But he kisses me like he means it. And he gropes my ass like he needs it. His cock throbs against my thigh. I stand to leave him. Let him want me. I walk away. Let him grapple with his inability to have me again. I near the stable door. But I stop by the wall instead and lean forward, gather my skirts, and spread myself with my hands. He is behind me in an instant, kissing me, groping me. My bodice is broken, snapped by his strong hands, and my dress collapses. He rubs his length against my vulva, rubbing me with my own spit. His rough hand explores my breast, then venturing down below my belly button, it finds another place to grasp. He cradles me at my womb. His bestial strength thinks nothing of lifting me. I'm bent over on the tips of my toes, palms flat against the wall, and he enters me. Oh, and what sweet things he growls in my ear. What a needy little tease I am. What a coward. A woman desperate to feel the warmth of a man inside her. He tells me he ought to use his riding crop on me to teach me a lesson. I moan like the harlot I am. Punish me. Use me. Feel the tightness of my pussy, each clench and relaxation an invitation. Fuck me harder. He calls me milady when his fingernails dig into my flesh. When he nips at my ear, he snarls that I am no lady. Each thrust shakes me harder, and suddenly I realize my feet have left the ground. I curl my legs behind him. I brace my arms against the wall, all to give him more leverage to pierce me completely. He tells me what a good slut I am. And my face flushes. I am a good slut. He's going to use my body and come again. He's using me, and it feels so right. There is no warning before he floods me again. And he keeps going. Past his pleasure, past his reason, only the bestial urge to continue until I am broken in. I stammer, plead, encourage. Do not bring me back down to earth. Use me more. Never stop. But I cannot hold out forever. And my body relents. My arms are limp. I am a rag doll with his cock hilt deep in me. I weigh nothing in his arms. I can feel nothing except his great cock inside me. My eyes roll back, my mouth stops working. I come and I cry out. Strong hands move around me. There is a memento inside me. His second load of cum. I can feel it. And the hay on my bare ass as he sets me down. The footman turns away. I'm in a daze, mesmerized by the muscles in his back as he dresses himself. There is a world waiting for me to put on my face. One where he is a stranger, and where this never happened. I must leave this world where I'm ferociously satisfied. I must leave this world that is small enough for just him and me, knowing I will never return. There is the feeling of silk against my legs and then against my nethers. He's helping me get dressed. I'm stuffed to the brim with cum and undergarments seem ridiculous. I am too cock-addled to see to my own stockings and bustier. My frock is torn in places, but it is enough to act as a rough sheet. His arms cradle my back, my knees. The morning air is brisk, and he carries me like a bride. My hand curls around his shirt collar. He's tracking mud into the house now. The servants stare, or turn away, or whisper to each other. He lays me in my bed. I feel my lips against his forehead. And he is gone. Out of my life. The spring rains give out, and summer lays upon the fields, turning the world golden. There are no more visitors at the manor. I am swollen, cranky, and with child. There is a man who says I am in no fit state to ride horses with him. But at night, he rides me gently, deliberately, and he calls me Milady when he growls in my ear.